welcome to Nice News. This is a broadcast about some unusual topics. I'm Joyce Vesper, your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster. On Nice News, we cover information from all points of the globe, and they're on all different kinds of topics. The program provides a timeout from the daily news that doesn't always cover the happiest of topics. So please, give us a listen. Who knows what might give you a laugh or cause you to remember something from another era or pique your interest, such as this particular article. What does ketchup really mean? Discover the odd origins of words. Entomology is the study of a word's origin and meaning. Some words are quite straightforward, like football, a sport that involves a ball and a foot. But other words have more obscure origins, like nightmare, which combines the term night with the German word mare, which is an evil spirit that sits on top of a sleeper's chest. Pretty grim, huh? Well, here are some words with interesting origins. Avocado. The centerpiece of seemingly every modern brunch, avocado, is a word that exudes exotic flavor. The term comes from the ancient Aztec language, Nahuatl, which is referred to as ahuatl. As the fruit made its way through history, the name transformed into aguacate. Eventually, as avocados gained popularity in English-speaking regions, the term settled into its current form. And then there is cappuccino, a word so Italian that pronouncing it almost makes it seem like you are talking in the language of Dante. Cappuccino was named after the Capuchin friars and their distinctive brown robes. The drink's moniker was inspired by the color resemblance between their attire and the frothy tan espresso concoction. The cappuccino, as we know it today, emerged in the espresso bars of post-World War II Italy. There it gained popularity for its blend of espresso, steamed milk, and a layer of foam, evolving from a simple coffee tradition tied to a religious order to a globally cherished beverage that cappuccino has become a symbol of Italian coffee culture. Okay, from cappuccino to disaster. Keeping in line with the Italian words, disaster finds its linguistic roots in disastro, which emerged during the 16th century to describe an unfavorable aspect of a star or a celestial event. Composed of dis, meaning away or without, and astro, referring to celestial bodies, the term reflected a belief in the influence of cosmic forces on earthly events. Eventually, its meaning shifted to describe any catastrophic event, naturally or human-made, leading to a significant damage or distress. Malaria. Another word with an Italian birth certificate. Malaria originated as mala aria, which translates to bad air. This term was coined during the Renaissance, reflecting the earlier belief that the disaster, which was characterized by fever and chills, was caused by inhaling poisonous fumes from swamp areas. Later, scientists discovered the actual culprit, parasites transmitted through infected mosquitoes. Despite its historical roots, the word malaria persists in capturing the essence of the disease's connection to unhealthy air. From malaria on to quarantine. Let us close the suite of Italian words with this term. It came into existence in Venice during the bubonic plague. To prevent the spread of infectious diseases, arriving ships were required to anchor in isolation for 40 days. That period was called quarantena in Italian, derived from quaranta, meaning 40, this practice aimed to safeguard public health. Over time, the term was used to describe the isolation of individuals, animals, or goods to prevent disease transmission. Trivial. The word trivial comes from the Latin trivium, which represented the three subjects taught in medieval education: grammar, rhetoric, and logic. These subjects were considered elementary and suitable for beginners. Over time, the meaning of trivial was used to describe things of little significance or importance, reflecting the perception that trivium subjects were commonplace and known by everybody. Hazard. The term hazard comes from the Arabic word al-zar, which means dice. In medieval Europe, games involving dice were associated with risk and chance. Eventually, the term evolved to signify any source of danger or peril. Today, hazard is used to illustrate a broad spectrum of risks, including dangerous phenomena, situations, and places that might pose a threat. Clue. One of these words whose origin is not given away easily, clue, comes from the Middle English word clue, and that's spelled C-L-E-W, which means a ball of thread or yarn of all things. In Greek mythology, Ariadne provided Theseus with a ball of thread to find his way through the labyrinth and defeat the Minotaur. Over time, C-L-E-W evolved to reference any kind of hint or key to solving a mystery. Today, when we see clue, spelled C-L-U-E, we are acknowledging the connection between solving a mystery and following the thread that leads to the end of the quest. Ketchup. A word so strange to describe something so familiar, ketchup, has a flavorful history rooted in Southeast Asia. Supposedly, the term came from Malay word kekap or kekap, referring to a fermented soy sauce. By the 18th century, ketchup in England referred to a sauce made from mushrooms, anchovies, and walnuts. But when tomatoes gained popularity in the 19th century, tomato ketchup emerged. Okay, whiskey. Much like cappuccino, whiskey is a drink with a strong link to its land of origin. The term has deep Celtic roots, coming from the Gaelic language, derived from Uisei Beatha, which means water of life. This spirit emerged in Ireland and Scotland as a distilled beverage celebrated for both its intoxicating qualities and its medicinal virtues. Over time, Uisei Beatha evolved into Uisce Beatha in Scotland and Ireland, and eventually into whiskey in English. The term traveled across the Atlantic with Irish and Scottish immigrants, becoming synonymous with the distilled grain spirit enjoyed globally today. And the final word, salary. Imagine being paid in salt rather than money. Well, turns out that was a real thing in ancient Rome, where soldiers were paid in salt, known as salarium argentum. Salt held great value, vital for preserving food and symbolizing wealth. Over time, the word evolved into salarium, meaning payment given for services. Today, salary is quite simply the payment received for work. So there you have it, different words with different meanings, all coming from various sources. Engineers power his home with 500 recycled vapes. Single-use vapes, often referred to as e-cigarettes, have become a topic of discussion due to their environmental impact. These small devices, which contain lithium batteries and liquid encased in plastic, can release harmful chemicals when discarded improperly. Moreover, they pose a fire risk at waste facilities, highlighting the importance of responsible disposal. In a positive move for the environment, the United Kingdom has taken steps to ban this single-use device. Starting in June 2025, it became illegal for businesses to sell or distribute disposable vapes. This initiative aims to protect the environment while addressing the concerns rising in the vaping among youth. However, the journey to a greener future is just beginning. Chris Dole, a passionate 26-year-old electronics engineer, is determined to showcase the potential of the batteries found in these devices. He has taken on an inspiring project to highlight the waste generated by discarded e-cigarettes. In a compelling video on his YouTube channel, Dole remarked, "This whole vape collection thing has gotten completely out of hand." He passionately sets out to demonstrate how many of these vapes could be harnessed for energy. What he discovered is quite fascinating. The lithium-ion batteries inside the vapes, which are used in small smartphones and laptops, could be reused rather than thrown away. He expressed his disbelief, stating, "These vapes have been designed to be thrown away just after a single use, which is increasingly insane to me." With this in mind, he embarked on a mission to create a fully rechargeable power bank and even an e-bike bicycle battery using these batteries. Dole's commitment to sustainability led him to collect 500 discarded vapes, either through personal efforts or from a local shop. By repurposing the batteries, he was able to construct a power reserve that could energize his entire home for 8 hours or sustain his DIY workshop for several days. While he cautioned viewers, "Do not attempt to replicate anything I do in this video," it covers some pretty dangerous stuff. His experiments raise a vital question: how can we better utilize these wasted resources? In an interview with NBC News, Dole shared the success of his project. "This is a massive power wall, so it's powering the laptop that I'm speaking to you now. I'm completely off-grid right now." He highlighted the capabilities of his power wall, stating, "I've been able to boil water with the kettle, flip on the microwave, turn on my oven. I pretty much could power everything in my house." Creating this innovative power wall wasn't an easy feat. It took Dole about 7 months of dedicated work during his free time as an engineer. His motivation stemmed from the staggering scale of waste generated by these devices. At their peak, the UK alone, over 1 million of these are being tossed every day, he noted, emphasizing the need for action. Despite the positive changes initiated by the UK ban, the problem remains significant. Recent data indicates that around 500,000 disposable vapes daily in 2023 could provide enough lithium for over 3,000 large electric vehicles. Looking ahead, Dole is excited about the future of his projects. He has already acquired a small electric vehicle and batteries from disposable vapes to power it. That is definitely next on his list, he said, showcasing his unwavering finding innovative solutions to environmental solutions. As regulatory bodies work to address the impact of vaping on public health and in the environment, Dole continues to prove that with creativity and determination, we can turn challenges into opportunities for a brighter, more sustainable future. This article, "Engineer Powers His Home with 500 Recycled Vapes." Joy Love writes, "Astronomers discover fascinating lemon-shaped exoplanet." A newly discovered exoplanet, 2,000 light-years from Earth, has caught astronomers' attention with its striking lemon-like shape and unusual atmosphere. The planet, PSR J2322-2650b, orbits a pulsar at a distance 100 times closer than Earth orbits the Sun, giving it an extreme environment unlike any other planet known. This distant world is believed to possess a free-floating carbon atmosphere where intense heat could raise and cause rain to turn into diamonds. Experts note that with a mass, radius, and temperature similar to Jupiter, it stands out as the only gas giant of its kind orbiting so close to a pulsar. "I'm open to the possibility that this is an entirely new type of object," Michael Zhang shared, expressing the excitement of this rare find. The shape of the planet is thought to be a result of the pulsar's powerful gravity, which has stretched it into an elongated lemon form, with material being pulled toward the pulsar. Only a handful of pulsars are known to have planetary companions, making this discovery especially rare. Its exotic helium and carbon-dominated atmosphere, rich in soot clouds and possible diamond precipitation, adds to the intrigue for scientists. "I remember after we got the data down, our collective reaction was, 'What the heck is this?' It's extremely different from what we expected, said co-author Peter Gao. According to the researchers, the atmosphere lacks oxygen and nitrogen, which is unusual for known planetary types. Zhang remarked, in order to have molecular carbon in the atmosphere, you have to have or get pretty much of everything else. All of the oxygen, all of the nitrogen, and we just don't know how to do that. With temperatures soaring to 3,700 degrees Fahrenheit, this lemon planet challenges existing ideas about what's possible in the universe. Its rare features continue to inspire scientists and fuel curiosity about what lies beyond our solar system. If you're fascinated by space oddities, stay tuned. There's always another wonder waiting among the stars. Joy Love wrote, astronomers discover fascinating lemon-shaped exoplanet. Rare right whale travels from Ireland to Boston. Joy Love writes the article. An adult North Atlantic right whale surprised researchers this year with an incredible journey from Ireland to Boston. It's making the first migration ever recorded. Previously unseen in Irish waters for a century, the whale's appearance and later sighting off the Boston coast captured the imagination of scientists around the world. Padraig Hooley of the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group humorously highlighted the connection between Ireland and Boston, calling the occurrence both rare and heartwarming. Researchers believe this journey could indicate the endangered species is still searching for the best habitats as its population struggles to recover. The next day, when the aquarium's catalog team sent over a potential match, I was shocked, Ian Schlossberg from the Center for Coastal Studies shared, after realizing the Boston whale and the Irish visitor were the same animal. The right whale was first seen in Donegal Bay in June 2024, and then later in Boston in November, identified by its distinctive scars. With only about 380 left worldwide, every sighting offers hope and excitement for conservationists working to protect these gentle giants. Other recent unusual migrations include whales named Curlew and Koala, arriving in the Caribbean, show just how dynamic and surprising these whales' journeys can be. Their movements across the Atlantic remind us that the nature is full of wonderful surprises, even for species facing tremendous odds. This article by Joy Love, rare right whale travels from Ireland to Boston. Our next article, breakthrough stem cell therapy reverses Parkinson's in Chinese patient. Participants' Parkinson's score dropped to value resembling that of a healthy person. Chinese researchers have developed a new stem cell theory for Parkinson's disease, which reportedly provides rapid improvement in symptoms from patients suffering for decades from the neurological disorder. Parkinson's disease is a progressive neurological disorder which mainly affects the body's movement capabilities and is caused by the death of nerve cells in a region of the brain that produces the hormone dopamine. Patients may eventually become stiff in their whole body and entirely incapable of taking care of themselves over time. The degenerative disease does not have a cure yet, and current treatment options focus on managing symptoms. Many existing treatment approaches attempt to temporarily replace dopamine in the brain, but fail to address the underlying death of the neurons. Now researchers at China's first affiliated hospital of the University of Science and Technology of China, known as USTC, in Hefei, claim to have achieved high efficiency in their stem cell therapy, helping Parkinson's patients regain lost movement. The scientists have been conducting a phase one clinical trial of stem cell transplants in six patients since April and report rapid improvement in symptoms with a sustained increase in dopamine signaling within the brains of the participants. The therapy aims to induce injected cells that are stem cells to differentiate and become nerve cells that could only secrete dopamine. Researchers say they could achieve very high efficiency in inducing the stem cells to differentiate into functioning dopamine-producing cells in patients. We plant them in the patient's brain and allow them to differentiate into brand new dopaminergic neurons that shape the brain's neurological network. Neurologist Shi Zhang, who was part of the study team, told SCMP. Internationally, leading teams recently reported a conversion rate of around 50%, but our collaborative team achieved a rate of over 80% through a series of efforts, Dr. Zhang said. One of the six participants part of the study reportedly saw a dramatic decline in symptoms like tremors and rigidity. The 37-year-old patient Parkinson's disease rating scale score dropped from 62, classified as severe disability, to a score of 12, resembling that of a healthy individual, according to researchers. Early results from the trial already showed in April that stem cell treatment is safe for patients, with the injected cells surviving and producing dopamine. Researchers hope to recruit more patients for larger-scale studies to further test the potential of the new therapy. This article, Breakthrough Stem Cell Therapy Reverses Parkinson's in Chinese Patient. Ice Age Lake at Death Valley National Park reemerges after record rainfall. An ancient lake that thrived during the last ice age has reemerged in California's Death Valley National Park after a record spell of rainfall hit the area, according to the National Park Service. Informally known as Lake Manly, the shallow body of water formed at the base of the park's Bad Water Basin. At 282 feet below sea level, it's the lowest point in North America. The basin began to collect rainwater as Death Valley saw repeated storms between September and November of this year, eventually creating a superficial lake. According to the Park Service, the lake is smaller and shallower than the one that formed last year in the same location when the remains of Hurricane Hillary passed through it. In that instance, water levels were briefly high enough for people to kayak. By this time, levels in most parts of the lake would not rise above the tops of a person's shoes, the agency said. It has pooled in a spot about 1 mile from the Badwater Basin parking lot, so visitors can still see it, barring temporary weather-related closures in place due to flooding. This year, fall storms brought more rainwater to Death Valley in 2 months than the area normally receives over the course of a full calendar year, according to the Park Service. Rainfall measurement taken in the park showed that the area saw 2.41 inches of rain during the fall season, from September through November, marking Death Valley's wettest fall on record, according to the National Weather Service forecast office in Las Vegas. Storms hit Death Valley particularly hard in November, according to the Park Service. The agency said rainfall measurements in the valley reached 1.76 inches that month, breaking the previous November rainfall record for the area, which was set in 1923 at 1.7 inches. Although Lake Manly now appears and reappears from time to time, it was once a massive body of water that filled Death Valley, according to NASA's Earth Observatory. When ice covered the Sierra Nevada mountains, the bookends, the western side of the valley, between 128,000 and 186,000 years ago, rivers flowed down to it from the mountain and fed into Lake Manly. Back then, Lake Manly was enormous, spreading across Death Valley for nearly 100 miles with the depth of up to 600 feet, according to NASA. Over time, the lake dried up as the climate warmed and the ice melted, although it left behind salty remains of the prehistoric lake bed. In a modern time, glimpses of Lake Manly are relatively rare, returning only when Death Valley receives enough precipitation to cover the miles of old salt flats that are typically visible at Badwater Basin and instead produce a fleeting reservoir. In one of the hottest and driest places on Earth, it does not happen very often. In August of 2023, Death Valley was inundated with 2.2 inches of rain in a single day, breaking a record rainfall. This article, Ice Age Lake at Death Valley National Park, reemerges after record rainfall. Inside Out characters are the new go-to for therapists. Regardless of age, there's no denying the relatability of characters like sadness, disgust, anxiety in Pixar's Inside Out movies. In fact, beyond the vivid animation, Hart's sting, tugging score, and singy-songy dialogue delivered by Amy Poehler, the films have become a communication tool for therapists and educators. As therapeutic practice, it has become a go-to. David A. Langer, president of the American Board of Clinical Child and Adolescent Psychology, told the New York Times earlier this year, "The art of Inside Out is explicitly helping us understand our internal worlds." Snagging lines from the movie, using the character's emotive finger puppets to communicate with children, or placing figurines of the characters in front of a counselor to show which feeling is behind the control panel, the colorful cast of emotion makes the abstract concrete. According to the New York Times, movie creators didn't go into the creative process trying to prove a point about mental health, but rather thought it to be fun to explore the personification of these feelings, almost like Snow White's Seven Dwarfs. But as they began to write the script, bring these five big feelings to life, and later expand their world with a sequel, the impact became clear. Meg LaFave, one of the film's writers, said she met a psychiatrist at the Academy Awards after being nominated for the first iteration of Inside Out, who told her movie had made her job so much easier. "It got me very choked up," LaFave said of the New York Times. "Who needs an Academy Award, honestly, to create something in a world that can be used for children in a moment of trauma is amazing. One of the biggest messages the movie gave that I really appreciate is that there are no bad emotions," Jenkins told Psychiatry Online, "showing that it's okay to express all your emotions, and all your emotions have a role in very, very helpful for children and teenagers to see." This article, Inside Out Characters, are the new go-to for therapists. We're coming to the end of the show, so I'd like to leave you with this quote of the day. It is from Ari Hanarvar. "Perhaps the most radical act of resistance in the face of adversity is to live joyfully." Ari Hanarvar. Well, we're now at the conclusion of Nice News. I hope you enjoyed the articles. Please join us again next time when we cover some more interesting topics on Nice News. This has been Joyce Vesper, your volunteer broadcaster for Sun Sounds of Arizona, a radio reading service. Stay healthy, everyone. Be well and be happy. Bye-bye.